Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Drownproof 8 Life Lessons to Keep Your Head Above Water is a leadership and personal development book by Andy Stumpf. A former Navy SEAL whose military career included service in Special Operations and SEAL Team 6, rather than functioning only as a military memoir, the book uses episodes from training, combat, professional transition, and high-pressure decision-making to frame practical lessons about resilience, preparation, fear, discipline, and responsibility. Its title refers to the idea of staying functional when circumstances feel overwhelming, a metaphor that fits the book's focus on remaining composed under stress. Stumpf writes for readers facing personal, professional, or leadership challenges. Translating military-derived principles into ordinary contexts without requiring a military background. The stated purpose is to help readers avoid preventable mistakes, act with greater intention, and turn difficult experiences into formative ones. Its tone is direct, grounded, and accessible, with a foreword by Jocko Willink reinforcing its connection to the modern military leadership genre. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning overwhelming conditions into structured adversity training. The central metaphor of drownproof is not merely survival, but controlled survival under conditions that create panic. Stumpf uses the idea of keeping the head above water to describe a practical relationship with hardship. A difficult event can either become disorganizing pressure or a structured test that reveals what needs to be strengthened. This framing distinguishes the book from inspirational accounts that treat adversity as automatically beneficial. In Stumpf's view, hardship becomes formative only when a person studies it, extracts a lesson, and changes behavior afterward. The book draws from grueling training and combat environments because those settings make the consequences of poor preparation, fear, and indecision visible. Yet the broader lesson is meant for civilian life as well. A career setback, family crisis, or risky decision can be approached with the same question used in demanding training: what does this situation require from me right now? And what must I learn so I do not repeat the same failure? The value of the lesson lies in converting chaos into feedback rather than identity. A hard experience is not proof of weakness. It is raw material for better judgment if examined honestly. Secondly, preparation as the bridge between intention and execution. A major theme in the book is the difference between wanting an outcome and being prepared to execute when the moment arrives. Stumpf emphasizes preparation because high-pressure environments expose gaps that ordinary confidence can hide. Planning, rehearsal, and attention to worst-case scenarios reduce the burden on decision-making when stress rises. This does not mean predicting every possible outcome. It means building enough familiarity with likely problems that action remains possible when conditions degrade. The practical relevance extends beyond military operations. A leader managing a business crisis, an athlete entering competition, or an individual making a difficult life change benefits from anticipating friction before it appears. The book treats preparation as a discipline of humility. A person admits that fear, fatigue, confusion, and external events will affect performance, then designs systems to compensate. This is why preparation leads to execution rather than simply to comfort. The prepared person is not guaranteed success, but is less likely to be surprised by predictable obstacles. Stumpf's emphasis on worst-case planning also counters shallow optimism. The point is not to dwell on disaster, but to remove avoidable uncertainty so energy can be directed toward action. Thirdly, discipline as a method for reducing future regret. Drownproof presents discipline less as toughness for its own sake and more as a way to prevent avoidable regret. Stumpf connects discipline to the small choices that accumulate before a visible success or failure occurs. In this view, regret often appears after a person recognizes that the problem was not lack of ability, but lack of consistent preparation, honesty, or follow-through. The book therefore treats discipline as a practical structure that protects long-term priorities from short-term emotion. This is a useful distinction because many books in the military influence self-improvement category, celebrate intensity without explaining its purpose. Stumpf's version of discipline is closer to alignment actions, must match stated goals, even when motivation is absent. The reasoning is concrete. If a person claims to want a goal but repeatedly avoids the behaviors required to reach it, the failure is not mysterious. It is the predictable outcome of a gap between intention and practice. By focusing on discipline as regret prevention, the book gives the concept moral and practical weight. Discipline is not presented as a personality trait owned by elite performers. It is a repeatable pattern of decisions that ordinary readers can measure against their own commitments. And their own commitment, fourthly, fear management and the logic of taking calculated leaps. Stumpf addresses fear as something to be managed rather than denied. The book is concerned with situations in which fear can either protect judgment or crush initiative. This balance matters because a leap of faith is not the same as reckless action. Stumpf distinguishes courage from impulse by linking it to preparation, self-knowledge, and acceptance of consequences. A person facing a major transition, dangerous assignment, public failure, or uncertain opportunity must identify what is actually at risk and what fear is adding to the picture. The book suggests that fear becomes more manageable when it is made specific. Vague anxiety often expands, while a named risk can be planned for, mitigated, or consciously accepted. This approach is consistent with the military background of the book, where fear is expected in serious circumstances but cannot be allowed to dominate execution. For civilian readers, the lesson applies to career moves, leadership decisions, and personal commitments. The value is not a promise that bravery eliminates danger. Instead, Stumpf shows that fear can coexist with action when the actor has prepared, clarified the objective, and accepted that uncertainty is part of any meaningful decision. Lastly, transferring special operations leadership principles to ordinary responsibility, although Drownproof draws authority from Stumpf's Navy SEAL experience, its leadership argument is broader than military culture. The book emphasizes ownership, self-reliance, and responsibility for decisions, themes that translate into teams, families, businesses, and personal goals. The transfer works because Stumpf focuses on principles rather than tactics. Most readers will never face combat or elite selection training, but they will face pressure, incomplete information, conflict, and the temptation to blame circumstances. The book uses military examples to show the cost of unclear standards and poor accountability, then reframes those lessons for everyday life. Leadership is not treated only as command over others. It begins with the ability to govern oneself. This includes setting goals realistically, preparing for failure points, and recognizing why people fail before assigning responsibility elsewhere. The book also stresses that control over destiny does not mean control over every event. It means taking responsibility for the variables that are within reach: effort, preparation, response, and willingness to learn. This makes the leadership message practical rather than ceremonial. It asks readers to examine where they have surrendered agency and where better standards could change outcomes. In conclusion, Drownproof is best suited for readers who want a practical resilience and leadership book grounded in elite military experience but applicable outside that world. It will appeal to people navigating demanding careers, major transitions, personal setbacks, athletic goals, or leadership responsibilities, especially those who prefer direct advice over therapeutic language or abstract theory. Its practical benefit is that it organizes familiar challenges, such as fear, poor preparation, weak discipline, and failure, into usable decision principles. The intellectual benefit is more modest, but still meaningful. The book encourages readers to examine the mechanics behind performance under stress rather than treating success as a matter of confidence alone. Compared with many military memoirs, Drownproof stands out because it is positioned as a life lessons guide rather than a chronological account of service. Compared with many self-help books, it stands out because its claims are anchored in high-consequence environments where preparation, accountability, and composure have visible costs. The book does not appear to promise a universal formula or effortless transformation. Its realistic strength is translation. It takes lessons from special operations, culture, and renders them accessible for readers dealing with ordinary but serious pressures. Readers looking for detailed military history may find the emphasis more developmental than historical, but those seeking disciplined guidance on adversity, execution, and responsibility are likely to find its framework useful. If you would like to support Andy Stumpf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.